From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns commences a series of messages on the law of God, a vital subject for both saved and unsaved. Indeed, this is a subject about which there is a great deal of misunderstanding. There are those who think that the law of God has no place in the life of a Christian. Others labor under the delusion that they can be saved by their efforts to keep the law. What does the Bible really have to say about God's law? In introducing this series, Dr. Cairns deals first with the reasons why God gave the law. In the course of this message, we'll see that ignorance or disregard for God's law has resulted in a sad state of affairs in the church as well as in society as a whole. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please listen to this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning.
This morning's text is found in Mark chapter 9 and verse 19. Bring him unto me. Despairingly, the poor disappointed father turned away from the disciples to their master. His son was in the worst possible condition, and all means had failed. But the miserable child was soon delivered from the evil one, when the parent in faith obeyed the Lord Jesus' word, Bring him unto me. Children are a precious gift from God, but much anxiety comes with them. They may be a great joy or a great bitterness to their parents. They may be filled with the Spirit of God or possessed with the spirit of evil. In all cases, the Word of God gives us one receipt for the curing of all their ills. Bring him unto me. Oh, for more agonizing prayer on their behalf while they are yet babes. Sin is there. Let our prayers begin to attack it. Our cries for our offspring should precede those cries which betoken their actual advent into a world of sin. In the days of their youth we shall see sad tokens of that dumb and deaf spirit which will neither pray aright nor hear the voice of God in the soul. But Jesus still commands, Bring them unto me. When they are grown up, they may wallow in sin and foam with enmity against God. Then, when our hearts are breaking, we should remember the great physician's words, Bring them unto me. Never must we cease to pray until they cease to breathe. No case is hopeless while Jesus lives. The Lord sometimes suffers His people to be driven into a corner, that they may experimentally know how necessary He is to them. Ungodly children, when they show us our own powerlessness against the depravity of their hearts, drive us to flee to the strong for strength, and this is a great blessing to us. Whatever our morning's need may be, let it, like a strong current, bear us to the ocean of divine love. Jesus can soon remove our sorrow. He delights to comfort us. Let us hasten to Him while He waits to meet us.
Oh.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Under the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
We're going to read Psalm number 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he hath set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Let's bow in prayer. Our Father and our God, we make this the prayer of our heart. Let the words of our mouths, the meditation of our heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Thou art our Lord and our Redeemer. O God, we pray, still and solemnize us now in thy presence. Speak, Lord, in the stillness while we wait on thee. Hush our hearts to listen with expectancy. Grant that there will be a message from God for every soul in this house this evening. Lord, take away the shallow, the frivolous, the foolish, the selfish, the worldly, the thoughts of other things crowding in. Lord, shut us in with God tonight and speak from thy holy word. We ask in Jesus' precious name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Tonight our text is found in the form of a very brief question posed by the Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 19. The first line of the verse asks the question, wherefore then serveth the law? You will notice that the serveth is italicized, so the question is even briefer and much more pointed. Wherefore then the law? I think it's a safe prediction that in this election season and in any other election season, such matters as crime and punishment will figure fairly largely, and well they may. You can't lift a newspaper nowadays or hear a news bulletin without realizing that across this nation we are being subjected to the story of spreading murder and mayhem. And all the indications are that it's getting constantly worse. Indeed, I heard the words of a professed expert, a statistician, who was charting the development of violent crime in America in the 1980s and 90s. And he said, on present trends, by the time we reach 2020, people will be looking back to the 1990s and describing them as the good old days, as far as public safety and such matters as violent crime are concerned. We certainly expect such things to figure in the national agenda. But in addition to crime, there's a host of moral issues that politicians would rather bury, but that nonetheless stir the passions of millions. And these form what I believe is the most important part of the agenda for the national debate. These are the perennial issues of abortion and demand, the scourge of illegitimacy across the cities of America, euthanasia, homosexuality, same-sex marriages, the role of religion in society, the emergence of spiritism, earth worship, and other parts of the New Age folly. These are an ongoing part of America's national debate. Now, the very fact that such things should even need to be debated, the very fact that they are on the agenda for debate, is in itself an indication that the moral foundations of the nation have already been seriously eroded and almost entirely demolished. Something of enormous significance has taken place in the last generation or two, and that is that the ultimate focus of all moral questions is now thoroughly secular and entirely humanistic. It used to be theistic and Christian. It used to be that there was a framework of moral authority in which we debated the issues that I have mentioned tonight. It used to be that there was an ultimate authority to which we could make our appeal. But that is no longer the case. Adrift on a sea of relativism, Americans are more and more reliving the disastrous situation that obtained in the days of the judges in Israel, when we are told there was no king in Israel, and every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And I think that undoubtedly, when you look at America today, you can say that this great republic has not only shed the monarchy from the United Kingdom, but it has deliberately, from the highest echelons of its society, the highest parts of its legislature and judiciary, it has deliberately set aside the sovereign authority of the King of Kings. Since there is no king in the country, every man is left to do that which is right in his own eyes. We find the same situation largely reproduced in the churches of the country. Too many churches nowadays see their role as reflecting the standards of the society around about them. and justifying those standards by some vague biblical references or biblical ideas. Thus you will find some unctuous churchman any day of the week on radio or television, or you'll see his writings in some paper or production using such biblical terms as compassion, which is a beautiful word, a biblical word, a godlike word in its biblical connotation. But they will take this holy word and use it as an excuse to welcome almost any people and any practices, even the most wicked, into what they call the Christian community. Except, of course, those that stand condemned by the standards of the political correctness of this crazy age. So that compassion does not reach to those dangers to American well-being who read the Bible every day and believe it. But compassion says we will take every pervert, every twister, every liar, every cheat unreconstructed and say his place is among us in the church. Even in Bible-believing churches, in many ways this is the scariest proposition of all. In many Bible-believing churches, the most obvious and odious feature of the world today is all too often on proud display. By that, I mean the lack of any true fear of the Lord. Any indication of any overwhelming sense of awe at the greatness of God, who He is, what He says. When you go to church today, you find that there is an immense distance between what passes as Christianity, even in Bible-believing churches, so-called, and what is portrayed in the Word of God. The Scriptures speak to us in Ezra 10:3 of those that tremble at the commandment, underline and understand the words. Those that tremble at the commandment of our God. Indeed, the Scripture makes it clear that it addresses its message peculiarly to those people. Isaiah tells us in 66 verse 5 of his prophecy, "Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word." Now let's be very honest. In how many churches is there a sense of fear, and I mean godly, reverential awe?
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.